Everybody ready?
Okay, we're recording.
All right. I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on February 4th, 2019 at 9:31 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Bart Peterson is obviously absent. Charles Boffman?
Here.
Jennifer Fadley, I'm assuming, is not on board, right?
Yeah, she has a sick child at home.
Okay. Cheryl Ingram?
Here.
Karen Whiteford?
Here.
Amber Jones?
Here.
Sabrina Kahn?
Here.
All right. Any declarations of conflicts of interest other than myself?
No.
Okay, so I need to recuse myself from HC1. Is my renewal application.
Tough day for you, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry?
Tough day for you.
We do not have a quorum without me. So it'll obviously just be tabled, which is not that big a deal because I'm not up till March anyways, but it'll be tabled for another month.
Okay.
Okay. No other conflicts of interest? Okay. I would entertain a motion to... Well, let's go. Number four, discuss and approve of the minutes. Entertain a motion to approve A through D individually for approval of minutes from last meeting.
Karen hates it when I speak up, but on 8A... where I recuse myself of Mr. Williams' matter.
On which?
It should be a vote of 3-2-1 abstaining.
So, which item are you talking about? A, B, C, or D?
Should be 8, A,
no,
I.
On which set of minutes?
Oh, I'm sorry, the first one. January.
Okay.
14.
And what was the issue?
I recused myself of the discussion and vote. And the final sentence has the motion passed 4-0.
Oh, okay.
So it should be 3-1 abstain.
So it would be 3-1 recused.
Right.
Okay.
So can I make a motion to approve them as amended? Or does that have to come on next month again?
No, you can make a motion as amended.
I make a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes of January 14, 2019 as amended.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for January 14, 2019. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley? Not here, sorry. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, it passes 3-0.
I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of December 3rd, 2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for December 3rd, 2018. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, passes 3-0.
Move to approve the executive session meeting minutes November 5th, 2018, 9:38 a.m.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes for November 5th, 2018. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, that passes 3-0.
Move to approve the executive session meeting minutes, November 5th, 2018, 10:10 a.m.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes for November 5th, 2018. All those in favor, Eric Fries.
Aye.
Charles Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, that passes 3-0. Okay, we've got number six, review, discuss possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations. Letter A, obviously we have no...
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
We skipped number five.
Oh, my apologies. My apologies. Future board meeting schedule, everybody all right with that?
So, yeah. Mr. Chair, after the meeting last month, the president of the Arizona Athletic Trainers Association approached us about the athletic training day, the lunch on the lawn across the street,
right,
and was wondering if we could maybe rearrange the board meeting so that the board could attend that, as well as athletic trainers coming into the meeting. So what was the date of that?
March 7th.
It was March 7th.
Thursday.
It's a Thursday. So would the board members be willing to change the March 4th meeting by WebEx to March 7th
in person?
In person.
Let me see. I am okay with that. I would just have to leave no later than noon that day because I've got a multitude of events that happen that afternoon.
I'm good with that as well.
Cheryl's good. Chuck, are you good with that?
I will try my hardest.
Okay.
It actually works better than the 4th, but I'm not sure if I can go in person or not.
Okay. Did we, Karen, did by chance, I know I didn't, did we ask Bart?
He was there, and I believe he said he could. I'll have to double check with him. Another thing is I need to make sure that we can get a room.
Right.
Let's see, boardroom B, March 7th. Okay, boardroom B is open on March 7th.
Okay.
Will the time remain the same?
It
yeah,
can.
Time would stay the same.
Yes.
And then, obviously, if we did that, the April 1st then would be WebEx.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would say, for now, let's put it in there. We obviously have a quorum with the three of us already, so even if Bart can't make it, we're okay. Good?
Yes.
Okay. So now number six, sorry, no initial board reviews. So right on to number seven. I would make or entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
I move to approve the consent agenda as written.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as written. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Charles Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And
hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been approved.
For the record, I just want to state that was Mr. Baughman that seconded the motion.
Correct. All right. All right, number eight, review and consider possible action applications for licensure. We have no board review initials, and Jessica Rogo, renewal application board review.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Ms.
Yes,
Rogo,
ma'am,
is on the WebEx, if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you. I'm assuming everybody had the opportunity to read Ms. Rogo's letter.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Robo, is there a Mr. or Mrs.?
It's Mrs.
Mrs. Where are you currently employed?
I just switched jobs, so I have not started the new job yet, but it would be at Paradise Valley High School.
That's where you worked for 75 days without a license?
That was at North Point Preparatory.
North Point Preparatory, okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions for Mrs. Robo related to her letter and or her practicing 75 days without a license?
So you stated that your address was sent to the school district?
Yes, it was sent to the front office, or was the North Point Preparatory address whenever I went to go online and create my account. And no, the school didn't give me anything. But like I said, that school's been going through a lot of staff changes. There was a lawsuit and a lot of things going on and a lot of people coming and going. So I don't know if it just got missed or I'm not sure.
But your email address was current at the time?
The email address was the North Point Preparatory email, which the same thing, the person that was in charge of the server and the mailing server that the school uses was also come and gone too. So there was lots of emails from like even our principal saying that some emails have gotten lost in the shuffle. And so just to be aware of that and make sure that we're getting responses if it's an important email.
I'd say this is a pretty important email.
Yeah.
Ms. Rowe, have you relied in the past on simply getting a reminder from the board, or have you taken the initiative to renew your license prior to that happening?
Honestly, it's been reminders. I have not yet, but now I have done it, set my own reminder on my phone and computer. But in the past, same thing with the BOC, I just rely on getting the email, or in the past with Arizona, it's through mail, which I know y'all have changed now, but it's always just something in the mail, and then I make sure I send it in from there.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you renew the exact same month every year, is that correct?
Yes.
And what month is that?
September.
September, okay.
Oh, what year was your initial license, Ms. Rogo?
In Arizona?
Yes.
I came out here for grad school in 2011, so initially 2011.
So you've been practicing here for 8 years?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
With the renewal of the same time for the past 8 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Cheryl, do you have any questions for Mrs. Rubel?
I do not.
Okay. Cheryl or Charles, Chuck, would you like to make a motion as related to our discipline matrix?
Yes, I move to approve the reinstatement renewal application of Jessica Rogo, license 1039. With the execution of a consent agreement stating probation of 1 year, a civil penalty of $250, and 3 hours continuing education in medical ethics.
I second that.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the reinstatement license for Mrs. Jessica Rogo with a consent, a confidential advisory letter and a provision of 1 year civil penalty of $250 and 3 hours of continuing education and medical ethics.
Mr. Chair, it was a consent agreement.
Excuse me, consent agreement with the before mentioned penalty. All those in favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Ms. Rogo, your license has been reinstated as long as you sign the consent agreement.
Okay, Ms. Rogo, to clarify. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes, our attorney will draft that consent agreement, and I'll send it to you, but both by certified mail and by email. And then you'll read it, understand it. If you agree, then you can sign it. You're not required to. And then send it back to me. Once I sign it and execute it, then we'll reinstate your license.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Please be aware of the fact that you are still, at the current moment, not licensed.
Okay.
So do not practice until that gets executed by our executive director, please.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for attending. You're welcome to stay on the call.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to skip C, obviously, because we don't have a quorum without me. On to D, incomplete applications. Karen, do we need to be concerned with any one of these other than Jamie Crumbaker, who has obviously already expired?
Okay. I believe we do have some additional documentation that was received.
Yes, we did.
So who, Amber, who was that?
That was Jamie Crumbaker.
Okay, so...
She did submit everything that she needed to submit, and she's in pending approval now.
Okay, so Ms. Crumbaker did submit all of her required documents?
Prior to the 1st of February?
You know what? Let me look up her application.
Okay.
Was it just the CPR card that she was missing?
Yes.
Yes, it was prior to the 1st. It was on January 30th.
Okay, so, and that was, she submitted everything necessary?
Yes.
All right, so has she done all the appropriate paperwork in order to be renewed?
Yes.
All right. So can we renew her license at this time?
Yes, it states at the beginning of item D that the board may review, consider, and take action on the following applications if board staff receives the required information.
Okay. So I would entertain a motion to renew, I think it's an incomplete renewal. Yep, excuse me, renew Jamie Crumbaker's license.
This is Chuck. I move to... approve the renewal application of Jamie Crumbaker.
I agree. Second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the renewal license for Jamie Crumbaker. All those in favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Jamie Crumbaker's renewal application has been approved. No other concerns on any of the other ones?
That's correct.
Okay. Number 9, review, discuss, possible action, board business and reports. Executive director's report, letter A.
Okay. I emailed all the board members a copy of the most current cash log. And if you look near the bottom right corner, the remaining ending allotment is projected to be roughly $11,000 at the end of the fiscal year.
In the black.
In the black.
Okay.
So I will... one of the things that I would like to do is send out a paper reminder to all of our licensees that we are now online. That'll probably cost a couple hundred dollars, so that won't even put in a dent in the $11,000. So I'll have to look at opportunities to take advantage of that and invest in, you know, things that we've been wanting to get for a while. And we'll see where that goes. I also wanted to note that the fund balance, that's essentially our savings account, started at the beginning of the fiscal year with $178,000. We're projected to have $191,000 if all goes as planned.
Okay.
So how did we lose $15,000 from June? I'm just looking at, we had 206, 436 in June. Yes.
Okay.
Am I looking at the adjustment?
Which line are you looking at?
56. Right?
So mine is showing for July. Oh, wait. Okay. You're looking at the far right.
Yeah.
So that's the 13th month. Our accounting person puts a little extra money aside just, you know, so we have that as a cushion in case some bills come in late. So, you know, she puts that as an expenditure, but then we don't have any revenue in the 13th month. So that's how that went down. So, I mean, we could have as much as $206,000 at the end of the fiscal year, but we won't know until after the 13th month, after everything clears. But the good thing is that our balance is going up.
Okay.
Okay. Item 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. Things have been pretty normal here lately. no big emergencies with e-licensing, so we're in business as usual. It looks like my numbering was wrong. So we skip all the way to 9D, administrative project status, policies and procedures. I have a couple of those that I need to go over with Amber and have her sign off so that when the auditors come back, we can prove that we've done those policies and procedures and staff has understanding of them. Then item 9D2, board automation or e-licensing. Like I said, that's been pretty status quo the last month. It will, however, be frozen. We won't be able to make any programming changes for the next 2 months because the Department of Financial Institutions is coming on board and they need to thoroughly test all of their programming and how it incorporates into ours without us messing with anything. Okay, item 9E, update on request for exemption from rulemaking. I have not heard back from the governor's office. I did check, and the Adobe sign form was opened, but she hasn't contacted me in any way, so I'll have to call her. Item 9F, update on obtaining sponsor for administrative process changes to statutes. I sent that request to Senator Carter's office, and I have not heard back from them, although the email has been opened.
So you have confirmation that it was at least opened, if not read?
Yes.
Okay.
Item 9G, I thought I had taken that off, discussion of Sports Medicine Licensure Clarity Act. We're going to, if it's okay with the board, table that until the March meeting when we're all in person.
I don't see that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that either.
Yeah, it's not on there.
Okay. I'm not sure how I got the wrong. Okay. So that is it for item 9.
Okay. Karen, when was that email to Senator Carter's office at least opened?
It was opened, I think it was last Thursday. Let's see.
Okay. And I'm assuming we have no capabilities of knowing by whom it was opened?
No, I would assume that she has staff that has access.
Right. Understood.
Her email.
Okay.
So I will call her office. I'll call her office. Let's see. So that was read, yes, Thursday.
All right. So when do you plan on calling her office?
I will call today.
Okay. Spectacular. Thank you. All right. Okie doke. Number 10, future agenda items. Anybody have anything?
Not an agenda item, but for clarification, the roll call sheet needs to be changed to reflect the current officers.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe this can't be discussed, but maybe for future, I don't know, you can tell me. Obviously, Jennifer has, by definition, served out her second term. Do we have anyone that you're aware of on the list for a public board member or anything come your direction in terms of interest?
We'll have to talk about that at the next meeting.
Fair enough. Okay. If you could put that on there, please.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any public there?
We have one member of the public here. Did you want to make any comments?
I am good, thank you.
Okay. No one is making any comments.
Okay. All right. Well, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Chuck, I move to adjourn.
As of?
Oh. As of 9:58 in Mesa.
5 seconds.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 9:58 a.m. All those in favor, Eric Reese, aye. Tara Buffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.